Blog Talk Radio.
You wanna be real. You wanna be empty inside. You wanna be someone. Laying down your pride. You wanna be someone someday. Lay it all down before the king. Oh yeah. You wanna be whole. You wanna have purpose inside. You wanna have virtue. And purify your mind. You wanna be set free today. Lay it all down before the king. This is my desire. This is my return. This is my desire to be used by you. Wanna be real. You wanna be emptied inside. And I know my heart is to feel you near. And I know my life is to do your will. Is to do your will. This is my desire.
That we might be made the righteous of God in him.
And also Romans 5:17-19 says, "For if by one man's offense death reigns by one, much more those who receive abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness shall reign in the life by one, Jesus Christ." So if one man, by one sin, through Adam, condemned us all, so one man that took it to the cross should free us all. And that's the way I look at it. You know, that's what the Word of God here says. And also in Romans 18:5, it says, "Therefore, as by the offense of one, judgment to condemn come upon all men, even so by the righteousness of one, the free gift unto justification of life came upon all men," just like we was just talking a while ago. So there's a lot there, you know, there's a lot of doors open for us. But I know in my own self and in churches that I've been into, you know, they'll talk about righteousness and they'll talk about grace, and then all of a sudden they go back and condemn, you know, they're going back to condemn you again and throwing you back in judgment and throwing you back in despair and, you know, and God hates you and all this stuff. And before you know it, you was happy for a minute and all of a sudden you got depressed right over again. And then you just don't know what's going on. But clearly, you know, the Word talks about how God made Jesus Christ to come down here to pay that penalty to make us all righteous through him. And it just clearly says that. But I think one of the biggest problems we have is we are so easy to blame people for everything. As a human being, we're so easy to blame. And we're so used to that we add that to God too. And, you know, the easiest thing that we could look at is that, you know, a lot of people think that, you know, we're all automatically, you know, we're all sinners. That's true. We are all sinners. We all was sinners. And there was no way for us to earn our own forgiveness. We couldn't own our own forgiveness. It was impossible for us to own our own forgiveness. It had to be one righteous man to do that, and that was Jesus Christ. He took it all. He took it all on the cross for us. Now I'm going to hand this over to Robert. Go ahead, man.
Well, you know, you touched on a lot of good points there already, Stan. First thing I'd like to point out is, you know, if we go back to the Old Testament, the prophet Isaiah chapter 53, we quote chapter 5, "So much wounded and bruised and chastised, by his stripes we are healed." Well, what that's talking about is Jesus did all of that stuff for us. He went through that just immense beating and that torture and that pain that he suffered just so that we could be right. He was the only one right. So the one that was right, he became wrong for us. He swapped out his right for our wrong. And that's what Isaiah is talking about there, what Jesus went through in his journey to the cross in chapter 53. But one of my favorite scriptures you'll find in Isaiah chapter 54, verse 17, "No weapon that is formed against thee shall prosper. Every tongue that shall rise against thee in judgment, you shall condemn. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord," and catch this right here, "and their righteousness is of me, saith the Lord." Our righteousness comes from God. Our righteousness was supplied, and you made this point a few minutes ago. It is a free gift to us that is supplied to us by Christ Jesus so that we can be in right relations with the Father, have total access into his presence without the fear of death, without condemnation, without guilt, and without shame. He took all of that upon him so that we could extend the liberty to relate to our Heavenly Father as we were created and ordained to relate to our Father. So, you know, the truth about what makes us righteous, the first thing we've got to do to be made righteous is we've got to be born of above, from above. We've got to know what Christ Jesus did for us and accept what he did for us and the fact that we cannot do it for ourselves. That is what makes us righteous. It is the very first step in the journey of righteousness. We're supposed to, as Jesus commanded us to, Matthew chapter 6, verse 33, says to seek ye first the kingdom and its righteousness. The word righteousness is saying Father's way of doing things, Father's way of living, doing, and being. Seek the kingdom. Seek what Father wants. Seek what Father desires. Father desires relationship. Father desires to see his own reflection. Father desires to see his greatest creation living a life, the life that he has established for all humans to live. That is righteous. To know these things, to know the truth, and then to implement the truth that we know about our God, that is what makes us righteous. It's the truth that you know that sets you free. So when we know what Jesus did for us and we accept it, we automatically are cleansed of all unrighteousness, and we are then given the very righteousness of Christ Jesus himself. Father sees you and I blood washed, cleansed, holy, accepted in his beloved family for the choice that we made to accept Jesus as our Lord. So that is the very first, the foundational truth that all must accept and receive righteousness, the truth about righteousness. It's up to you and I to accept the gift and let that gift become our life. Go ahead, Stan.
Amen, amen. That's awesome, man. That's awesome. And, you know, there's a lot of stuff there, you know, to talk about righteousness, because, you know, we have been in religion so much. A lot of us have been raised in religion. I don't know whether it's a Lutheran or a Catholic or about wherever we came from. You know, we all have had some of that religious dogma stuck to us and let us know how bad we are. And my thing is, that's the biggest thing that really pulls people away from Christianity. It's because we're so busy pointing a finger, but we ain't so busy of showing people what Christ did for them. And once we start showing people what Christ did for them, that's what sets them free. I mean, common fact is we all know we've done bad things. We all know that. I mean, it don't take a scientist or Einstein to tell us that. We know what we've done. We know that we ain't perfect. We know that we make mistakes. That's just common fact. We know that. But how can we fix it? That's the question. How can we fix that? How can we become more pure? How can we become more righteous? That's the number one question there, is how we can become that. And the answer is Jesus Christ. He's the answer. And belief in him and accept him as our Lord and Savior, that's the answer. His blood cleanses us. And, I mean, I have a long story, you know, with my own testimony where I kind of knew it, but not all the way knew it, and the Lord had to take me through it and show me a lot of things about what he did for me, what he did for my life, what he did in the beginning of time for me, how he had things set out for me, how he, you know, there's all type of things that he did for us. On that cross, when he went to the cross, he knew who he was going to the cross for. He knew he was going for all mankind. He knew what he was going to have to go, but he was scared. Just like any human man, he was scared to go on that cross, but he decided to go. He wept blood on that night that he knew what was going to come upon him. He wept blood of the fear that he knew he had to take. He had to go and what he had to do for us. Just think of somebody being so scared that they was weeping blood through the pores of their skin of fear, what they had to do to go for the whole world, to take the sins of the world on. That's a lot. That is a lot of sin to take on you, the whole world that he's taken to the cross for us. But he knew that was his purpose. That's why he was here. He was here to take that on for us. And the thing of it is, when it comes Easter, when we go and celebrate Easter and celebrate the resurrection and him dying on the cross on Good Friday and stuff, we don't I mean, it's more of a ritual to us. We don't really realize what he did for us. I mean, some of us does, but we don't really see the whole big picture, what Jesus, Yeshua, the Christ, went through for us, the freedom that he gave us, what torment he took from us. And what is so bad is this day, to this day, we are free. In Jesus Christ, when we were baptized and we accept him as our Lord and Savior, he took it all right there. I mean, that was it. He took it. You said it here, he took it. But what it took to get to that point where he could do that, it took a lot for him to be able to do that. It took beatings. It took insulting. It took stripes. It took blood. It took his flesh hanging off his bones, off his ribs, for you. For you. For you to go in eternity and go straight to the Father, it took a lot. He had to take on himself for you. And a lot of people, I mean, I've even heard certain people say, well, you know, you said that bad. You're going to Hades and you're saved and you made a mistake. Jesus took that. And the reason you're saying that, the reason that's coming out of your mouth, you don't understand who you are in Christ. You don't understand what was done for you. You don't understand what he took for you. You still ain't comprehended the righteousness that you're under. Once you understand that and understand the love, I'm going to tell you something. The Lord shows me his love all the time. When I fall and fall short, the Lord does come into me and starts pouring me full of that love to heal me. Pain and damnation doesn't heal me. His love heals me. And I can tell you that with my own experience. When I have bad times in my life and I'm going down steep valleys, he comes in with his love and shows me his love. Now, if he'd come in there with damnation and showed me how bad I am, I would stay down there for a long time. I'd stay on my face for a long time. But if he comes and shows me his love and grace, that's what brings me out of that valley to the top of the mountain. His love is what shows me who I am in him. Only his love can show me who I am in him, not pain and how bad I am. That ain't going to show me nothing, because we see that all the time in our everyday life. The love and the grace is what shows me who I am in Christ and renews me and shows me how to be a better person. That's the love and the grace. Without that, we have nothing. And as we're talking about this, and we're talking about the righteousness that you have in Christ, one thing that I do know is that the Lord showed me a long time ago, you know, I was having a hard time understanding who I was in Christ, and I was just begging to the Lord. I was like, can you teach me yourself? I know what the word says, but it's hard for me to comprehend. Can you teach me who I am in Christ? Show me something. I want you to show me something. I want you to give me a message. I need to know something. All of a sudden, I felt the presence come in my house, and I felt an angel come and tell me. He said, the Father sees you as Jesus Christ. He doesn't see you who you think you are. He no longer sees you that way. The blood has covered you. So he sees you as his son. As I see me as the old crazy, you know, the sinful man, that Adam put the curse on, he don't see that no more. When I was covered in the blood, the Father sees me as his son, Jesus Christ. And once we understand that we are seen as his son, Jesus Christ, then we can start reflecting that. But as long as you still see yourself all the time of who you was, what mistakes you done, you keep on seeing yourself as that, you'll keep on being that, and you'll miss out on your inheritance. So the biggest thing is know that you're righteous. Know that you're covered in the blood. Know that Jesus Christ has took and paid a vital price for you and made you a new man. And then you start living out that relationship that everybody wants, the same relationship that Jesus had with the Father. That's when you start picking that up, because Jesus paid a very high price for that. And one thing I like to do right now, if anybody would like to accept the Lord Jesus Christ in their life, it's not, just follow this prayer and just say this prayer along with me, and it'll bring you right into the family and have all those gifts that we're talking about. Say, Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
I accept you as my Lord and Savior.
I accept you as my Lord and Savior.
I hand all my sins and trespasses to you.
I hand all my sins and trespasses to you.
I accept that you died on the cross for me.
I accept that you died on the cross for me.
I accept that you rose on the third day for me.
I accept that you rose on the third day for me.
And I ask you to come into my heart for eternity.
And I ask you to come into my heart for eternity.
In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen.
Anybody just said this prayer, the Lord Jesus Christ has just came into their heart and made them a new person.
Amen.
That's how easy it is. Jesus did a lot just for a prayer like that to open up your whole world.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
That's awesome. Go ahead, Rob.
You want to hear something totally awesome on top of totally awesome? Okay.
What's that?
I didn't share with you what the Holy Spirit gave me to read tonight. And you just about word for word said what the Holy Spirit told me to say about people reflecting the truth. Recognize that you are righteous and live that out of your life. You just said it. And then you said twice, certain of who you are. Tonight, the Holy Spirit had me turn to this before I called in tonight, something I wrote back in November of 2012 titled Certain of Who I Am. Woo! So,
amen.
I want to read this. Because you just said everything that Holy Spirit told me that we need to talk about in the just few minutes that you spoke. So this is powerful, people. Y'all listen up to the Spirit of the Lord, because Stanley's moving in spirit, and he just spoke the word of the Lord for our lives. It's the thing that we need to be focused on is basically what he said. And here is the writing titled, Certain of Who I Am. Another day has come, and I will give all my praise to Father, Jesus, and Holy Spirit. Once again, I am able to proclaim that I am a son of God, full of his power and authority. I am forgiven, healed, and trust is in the Lord Jesus Christ. My Redeemer lives, and all my sin is washed away. With boldness, I may enter my Father's presence. Jesus has restored right relations for all mankind. I will continually praise him for what he has done for me and for what I know is to come. I shall glorify my King of Kings and Lord of Lords. I will share with others the testimonies of his greatness, and I will demonstrate my status in the body of Christ. All will see me, hear me, and know that I am in him and he is in me. Signs and wonders shall follow me because I am the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Jesus has made me to be as he himself is. He has brought me to the place where he is. The Holy Spirit of promise has sealed me unto the day of redemption and filled me with the presence of my Father. Having faith in Jesus has made all things possible to me. I praise God that the greater one is inside of me and I may live my life free of sin's bondage. My God never leaves me nor forgets about me. He is very mindful of me, because I am his child and one of his greatest creation. He places his angels around me to protect me from harm. Heaven on earth is manifesting in my life as I yield myself unto him. The Spirit of the Lord leads me, therefore I am his son. And that is certain of who I am. That's what makes you righteous. When you get the revelation of Jesus Christ and you are born from above, you step into eternity instantly when you accept him as your Lord. And then you walk out that truth and that revelation of Jesus, certain of who you are. He has made you righteous. He has made you holy. He has set you apart the moment you accept him. And when you are certain of who you are, then you can walk out your righteousness, which is from God and of God. This is the truth that makes us righteous. Amen.
Amen. Amen. That's awesome, man.
Amen.
That's awesome.
That was beautiful. Woo! Don't you love him?
Amen. That's awesome. You know, the Lord did a lot for us, and we just we don't really understand what he did for us, and a lot of us is in so much condemnation that we just completely oversee what the Lord has actually did for us. And that's one of the things that I really like to show and teach people about that. And I'm not talking about sticky grace. You know, a lot of people say, you know, you're talking about this sticky, icky grace, and I'm not talking about that. But I am talking about what he has did for you and what he continued to, what it ain't no continuing about it, really, because he did it once and for all, and it ain't nothing that he's got to keep on doing. He don't die on the cross every day for you. He did that 2,000 years ago one time, and that was it. So, you know, that's the thing about it. He didn't just die on the cross and, you know, maybe, you know, you'll get it this time. No, he died on the cross one time for everything that you did for when you accept him. He took it all. He took it all. I mean, it would be pretty hardcore if he had to die every time somebody sinned. I mean, that would be terrible, you know. It would be bad. So the Father put everything on him at one time. One time did everything. Like it said in Corinthians there, it talked about, you know, as one man, one sin from one man condemned the world, for one purified man that took all the sin on made people righteous. So when you accept him in your heart, he starts making you righteous. And I really believe that you go through a process. When you accept him, you get your spiritual process that you start going through, right when he comes in you, he starts making you that new man. And, I mean, I could actually, I remember the day that I received the Lord. This was way before I got ministry. I mean, way before I got ministry. I was riding down the road, listening to 106.9, the Billy Graham station. And they said, do you want to accept the Lord Jesus Christ? And, you know, I got confirmed. I came from a Lutheran background. That's how I thought I got saved. But that wasn't the real deal. That's what I thought it was. I didn't say it with my heart. But that time I did. He said, say you accept the Lord Jesus Christ. I said, well, I'll say it. And I said that. And all of a sudden I felt something. It's like something touched me. As soon as I said it, it's like, think. It's like something. I knew something happened to me when I received the Lord Jesus Christ. If you have a real accepting of Jesus Christ in your heart, you know what happens. You know there's a change in you. You know if it's the done deal or not. If you're not really saying it with your heart, you don't really mean it, it might not be a done deal, but if you really mean it, it's a done deal. If you say with your heart and confess with your mouth, you've got it. If you just say with your mouth and you it's just hot air, you know, you might have a little iffy part right there, but if you say it with your mouth and confess it say it with your mouth and mean it from your heart, you got it. You got him. He has ran and jumped right inside of you to change your world. I guarantee you, he will change your world. And that's the biggest thing I try to tell people. And I can't tell you how many people I've told this. This is a real thing. When you accept him, don't take it as ice water throughout across the ground. This is real. This is your eternity that you're dealing with. This is your eternity that you're dealing with. Say it with your heart and mean it. You do not know what you're dealing with when you're doing this. You're dealing with God. You're accepting the creator of the world into your heart to make you a new man and keep you out of hell. And what is so funny is that the enemy makes the world look so perfect and so everything else until that day comes and it's over and you have no way to say yes or no and it's done over with, and then he shows you his reality. And trust me, you don't want to see his reality. Because he hates you, he hates the ground you walk on, and you make him sick, and he wants you to suffer for what humanity did to him. And that's to take his favor. And he can't stand you. He can't stand to look at you. And you're going to suffer. While you was up here, he was playing a politician party, making everything look good, sin looks good, until the time comes and he takes his part. So once you accept Jesus Christ in your heart, that's when you beat that. See, hell wasn't made for us. It was made for Satan. It wasn't made for us. Heaven was the Garden of Eden was made for us. Heaven was made for us. Not for where Satan is. That was made for him. So when you separate yourself from God and you don't accept the Lord Jesus Christ in your heart, you're going to the separation from God, and you don't want to go on his part. You want to go what God really has for you, and I guarantee you that his love is abundant. I mean, the love, when I don't feel good or I'm going through a hard day, maybe a hard week, and the Lord comes in my heart and reveals his peace and love for me, no matter what I'm thinking, how negative I feel at the time, and the love he pours into me, I'm going to tell you, there's nothing like it. There's nothing like it. And I would want everybody to feel that. I would want everybody to feel that peace that passes all understanding. The love that he has for you. The love that he has for you. I know there's been bad days in my life, and I think everybody was mad at me. I'm like, man, ain't nobody like me. Everybody mad at me, this and that. And then one time I remember Jesus Christ came and told me, he said, I'm not. I love you. I'm like, man, don't that change your whole day right there? When the Lord comes and tells you himself that he loves you, mm-hmm. I mean, how many other people would do that? I know there's probably even some people, even their own mamas wouldn't tell them that. You know, even their own mamas wouldn't tell that, but the Lord will say it to you. Maybe there's some people out there that don't even have fathers that would say that to them. Hey, I love you. I care for you. I really care for what you're going through. I really care for every little detail that's going on in your life. They probably don't even have their own fathers or even their grandfathers to say that, but the Lord will say it to you. He loves you. He knows what he created for you. He created what he created you for. He knows. He sees you as perfect. The Father sees you as perfect because now you have the blood of his Son on you, and he sees you as perfect. He sees you no other way. See, he sees you no other way. You have bad days, good days, up and down days. He'll see that. He sees his perfect Son over you. He wants the best for you. He opens up heavens for you. He'll heal the sick for you. He'll raise the dead for you. He'll bring the rain away and bring the sun in for you. He'll do all that. But you just got to know who you are. You just got to know who you are. And that's what we're basically trying to get at tonight, is just for you to know who you are. And that really gets a lot of people's goats, because they don't want you to know who you are, because then you'll have freedom and they'll still be trying to learn this. So, you know, learn who you are in Christ. Learn the freedom that Christ has for you. Learn the love that Christ has for you, and you'll be a new man. And I like to, you know, tell everybody, you know, God bless every one of y'all. And, you know, thank you, Robert, for coming on tonight. It was a pleasure as always, man.
Thank you for having me, brother. I appreciate you.
It's great, man. It's great to have have friends on here. It's always great to have Robert on here. We had a, I think we had Andrew Womack in Charlotte, and he was out for a while with that. And we've had a lot of things going on. We finally got to start another Wednesday night. We're actually trying to start a little show on YouTube on Wednesday night, and that's something we're looking into now, where you could actually see us, not only hear us, but see us too. And we're really working on that, trying to get that put together. We can get that going there, where you'll have a like a 30-minute show y'all can actually watch, and we can pray for you. And even on the Google chat, you can chat back with us if you got a prayer that you want to want us to pray for you, or pray for your mom, or pray for whoever's in the room. You can chat with us and tell us who you want us to pray for, and we can pray for you right there on TV. We can pray for you right there on TV. It's awesome. I'm telling you, ain't nothing like it. And that is coming soon. I do want to tell everybody to go on YouTube and subscribe to the Healing Light Show on YouTube. That there's going to be where I'm going to be broadcasting all the shows. I will be advertising shows on Facebook and Twitter. So just keep your eyes open and look at the Healing Light Show on Facebook. Like the Healing Light Show on Facebook. You'll see a lot of things coming there. If you want us to come to your town and do a event like the Road Show, or you want us to come and teach street evangelism, just go on the Healing Light Conference and Road Show and like that page and send us a message and where you want us to come. If you want to sponsor us at the local, event area there, we'll come. I mean, just give us a call. We'll try and line up something. We'll come and teach street evangelism, or we can just preach and do a healing line if you want us to. Just whatever whatever fits to what y'all need is what we'll do. So we're just eager to teach the Word of God and get the Word of God out. That's what we're all about here at the Healing Life Show, and show the power of God and show you that God does heal and transform people. And we actually expect people to get healed while listening to our event, because that's what we're really looking for, is for God just to touch people while the event's going on. And we have had that to happen. We have got people to get all type of downloads from this. What I'm talking about, net downloads, is when the Holy Spirit comes right in and starts giving them information about their lives and stuff while they're in the conference, and just start changing their lives. I mean, we saw all type of things at the Healing Life Conference we had here in Hickory. We actually opened up and had the audience to pray for each other, and we started seeing people get healed. It was very interesting to see what the Lord did. And then we had a conference in South Carolina where we had Dave and Patty Leggy came in, and they actually taught some street evangelism, and we had an awesome time there. And we all went out, to Walmart that evening and prayed for some people. We saw legs growed out. We saw all type of unique things that the Lord was doing for people that day. And it was an awesome day in the Lord. And I'm telling you, just let us know and we'll come out. And the only thing we ask for is a place to stay and something to eat. That's the only thing we ask. And, that's not bad. But, just let us know if you want us to come out to your church or to your event, and we'll try to make a way there. But we are scheduling 3 events this year. We're going to have one here in Hickory, North Carolina. We're going to have one in Brenton, Florida, or Sarasota, Florida, and we're going to have one in South Carolina. So we should be coming near you pretty soon. So I'll have to say to everybody, God bless every one of y'all, and we'll see you Saturday morning. See y'all Saturday. God bless you. And please share this event. Good night, Robert. And just share this event with whoever that you know. Just share it off of Facebook, and let this show touch each and everybody that wants to partake in this show, because that's what it's all about, sharing these shows and letting it touch people. So God bless every one of y'all, and we'll see you Saturday.